Hi, it's Jack here at NAMM 2015. I'm here with Joe Dunkley, the University of Oxford. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Could you tell us a little bit more about your research and kind of a little summary on your excellent plenary talk that we just heard at NAMM?
Sure. Yeah. So I study the cosmic microwave background, which is it's actually the earliest picture we have of the universe. It's like a snapshot of what it looked like when it was only 400,000 years old. And it's because it's sort of the earliest time we can see, it provides us with all sorts of information about the Big Bang and about what the universe is made of. And I was talking about this. It was discovered actually 50 years ago, just this year. So back in 1965. So my talk was about its discovery and the science that we've managed to get from it.
So how important, in your opinion, has the CMB in forwarding cosmology and astronomy towards this day since it was first discovered?
I think it's played a really central role. So just its discovery was enormous evidence for the Big Bang itself. Before that, a lot of people believed in or thought that a different model, things such as the steady state model of the universe, where there wasn't a Big Bang, could have been true. Mm-hmm. And then the discovery of the CMB just threw that out the window. It said that the universe had to begin as a hot Big Bang. But now it's also telling us what the universe is made of. We've discovered that, 95% of it's invisible matter that we don't understand. We call it dark matter and dark energy. And we don't understand it yet, but we've measured pretty precisely how much of it there is. And we're able to see the very beginnings of the formation of cosmic structure, all the things we see in space now, galaxies, stars and galaxies. The microwave background that we measure lets us see the very beginnings of that. And we can also then trace back and figure out what happened right at the beginning of time to put in features to the universe.
So in the future, what are you aiming to try and detect next?
One of the things we're looking for is are ripples in space-time that we think the Big Bang put in. So we think when the universe began expanding, that the energetic expansion actually imprinted these ripples to space-time itself. And we're looking for them. and if we can find them, which we might do in the next few years, it would tell us what happened right at the beginning of time, and it would tell us sort of how energetic the initial growth of the universe was. And so we're using telescopes in Chile and the South Pole to look for this very, very faint signal of space-time ripples.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe, and thanks for the excellent talk again.